today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by Wendy Starland. And Wendy Starland is a singer and musician here in Los Angeles, and she happened to be at the auto show, so we took advantage to get her over to our broadcast locale to say hello. I met Wendy a number of months back at an event in Michigan called MyFest, and it's great to see you, Wendy.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You performed at the Michigan International Speedway along with some great other acts, including Sheryl Crow and Jack White and the New Raconteurs. How was that gig?
Oh, it was incredible. I felt so lucky to be there. And, you know, I've always looked up to people like Sheryl Crow and Jack White, and so it was just an honor. I was so happy to be there.
You live here in Los Angeles, but you're actually a native of New York?
Yeah, absolutely.
So most New Yorkers don't drive, so did you have to get your driver's license before coming to L.A.? Because you really have to drive in L.A., or did you already have your license in New York?
I had my license, but I can say to all L.A. drivers, beware when I'm on the road. It took at least 10 minutes for me to get into the parking spot in the Staples Center today. So.
Well, it's not easy driving, and, you know, I've been a car geek all my life and driven all kinds of vehicles, and I live in Boston, which is, you know, known for being a very difficult city to drive in, but the highways out here are something else. I don't know how you guys put up with some of those the highways, you know. And I love the way Californians give directions. I never can, you know, you take the 5 to the 3 to the 2 to the 1 to the X to the Y to the Z. Have you figured all that out?
I've figured out none of it, and I avoid the highways at all costs. And, you know, in New York, I'm just used to driving. It's like a video game.
Yes, exactly.
I just, you know, weave in and out in the few times that I've driven in New York. But here in L.A., I mainly ask someone else to drive me if possible so that I don't crash into someone. I am definitely not a great driver, but I am a wonderful passenger.
Very good. Well, there's some beautiful cars here that are designed for passengers. I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to be in the back seat of a Maybach, which is a really high-end German car from Mercedes-Benz. It's actually got kind of, George Geekus would appreciate this, it's got kind of lazy boy recliners in the back and a refrigerator, and that's a very comfortable backseat car.
That sounds perfect. Sign me up.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. Have you always wanted to be a singer?
Yes, I have. I mean, I spent a lot of time also in my life painting. So both art forms were always a big part of my life, but I love singing. I've been songwriting since I was 7, and, you know, it's just always been a huge part of my life and a major release, you know, just setting my diary to music.
That's great. Being a songwriter, to me, it's such a gift to be able to write songs that can actually touch people's heart and can leave, you know, permanent memories. I mean, we all have memories associated with certain songs, certain times of our lives, and certain lyrics. I mean, people sometimes ask me, you know, if you go onto Facebook, they have a thing, you know, your favorite books, your favorite TV shows, your favorite quotations. And a lot of my favorite quotations are song lyrics.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the soundtrack to your life. So like you're saying, I associate certain songs with memories and the eighth grade dance and all of it, you know. It's a good feeling. It's you know, feels like home.
Well, speaking of home, and we won't talk on this a whole lot, but you have the distinction of discovering a very famous person and played a major role in helping this lady get started in the business, Lady Gaga. You actually saw her first. She wasn't called Lady Gaga back then. In a New York club, is that where you saw her?
Yeah, I saw her at a club called The Cutting Room, and we were on the same bill that night, and I, you know, said, hey, you know, let's do some work together, and we did. It was great. Worked with a guy named Rob Fusari. I discovered her, and then we developed her together.
Well, let's talk about Wendy Starland. I know that you're hot right now, and you just performed last night at a private event, and you have won many accolades in recent years. VH1 Awards.
Yeah, it was VH1's Best Emerging Artist, and that was through a big contest they had called Step Up in Rock, which was with the Step Up Women's Network. So it was amazing. You know, everything was to benefit women who are, you know, victims of abuse and,
sure.
and also women with cancer and whatnot. So it was just an amazing honor and a national competition that I was really excited
Excellent.
To be a part of and win. So that was great.
So just to win the Best Emerging Artist is such a great honor, I would imagine.
I was really excited. I mean, it's definitely to get out there and do your thing. And when people respond well to, again, such, you know, songs that are really personal, mm-hmm. And even if they rock out, they're still you know, a reflection of who you are, and it feels great to have them embraced.
Let's talk about your style of music. I know you've had a number of hits in Europe, and your music has been featured in a number of television shows. Tell us a little bit about the different styles of music that you do, because you actually do a couple of different styles.
Yeah, well, since my background has always been in songwriting, and I really feel that, you know, the artist is only as good as the song. So you can have an incredible performer who has a crappy song, and it'll go nowhere.
Right.
And you can have a great song with sort of a mediocre performer, and it'll go everywhere. So I really focused a lot on the craft of songwriting since I was young,
mm-hmm.
and So that's what I did when I had this song out on Universal in Europe called Dancing with the Sea. It was then honored by the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So that was an
wow.
amazing thing.
That's
and
great.
Got a chance to travel all around Europe and perform with symphonies and stuff. And so that was different stylistically for me. Songwriting in these different styles, I got the opportunity to write with Moby, for example,
mm-hmm.
that was on, you know, his album last night, and got a chance to work with Lady Gaga, of course,
mm-hmm.
Capone of Capone and Noriega,
yeah.
You know, member of the Wu-Tang Clan, all different kinds of people. So it's been fantastic to be able to, you know, write in all these different genres, and now for my own album, it's straight ahead rock. It's arena rock, you know. It's exciting. It's so much fun
being on stage performing arena rock. Is it a real rush?
It's such a rush. I mean, here I was used to doing these songs that were you know, very beautiful and sophisticated, but you don't get the same kind of charge you do when you're throwing your head around and rocking out on stage and connecting with the audience in a way that just is exciting for everyone in the room. So you get to have that communal experience, which is, you know, what you do it for, you know, so that everyone can feel what you're feeling.
We're playing an interview that I recorded just a little while back during the press days of the Los Angeles International Auto Show in Los Angeles at the Convention Center, right next to the Staples Center, where many major artists perform. and we're kind of shining the spotlight on Wendy Starling. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to shine that spotlight as I ask her a few more questions, and then more about the L.A. Auto Show straight ahead right here.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're playing some interviews that I did at the recently concluded press days. Those are the private days of the L.A. Auto Show. It's not unusual for celebrities to be in attendance, and that was the case. I ran into an old friend, somebody that I have known for a while and met for the first time in person at the Michigan International Speedway last September for a musical event called My Fest. Her name is Wendy Starland, and we left off with the interview before the break there as we were talking a little bit about her future direction as an arena rocker. So let's go back to the interview right now, right here on Auto World. Songwriting-wise, do you have some favorites or some folks that have influenced you over the years?
Absolutely. I mean, my favorite singer and songwriter is Sting.
Mm-hmm.
I just respect him in every way. He's, you know, he knows so much about music that he treats it as sort of an intellectual process where there are different time signatures, and, you know, maybe the average listener wouldn't even notice that there's a different time signature in the verse and the chorus, but he blends it together so seamlessly, and that's what makes it so amazing and deep and, you know, melodically. I love Sting. And I love you, too, mm-hmm. who's been inspiring my music a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
I love, just to go back to the classics, Carole King.
Of course.
You know, yeah. I think Carole King is needs to be talked about more.
Exactly, yeah.
I really think, you know, and it's so funny because we were both born on the same day.
No kidding.
February 9th. So, you know, I just really hope that I get the opportunity to meet her one day.
Yeah, no, definitely. What a great album Tapestry is. I mean, there's an album
classic
that was recorded in the early 1970s, but still sounds great today.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. So there are just so many great songwriters out there. I mean, I love Norah Jones,
mm-hmm.
who got the opportunity to be on an album with her. I think Lady Gaga is a great songwriter, too.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many great songwriters out there.
Do you like working in the studio?
I love working in the studio. You know, the thing about it is that you have all of the tools at your disposal to just create whatever kind of soundscape you want. And I love that process of, you know, fine-tuning things and, you know, having an idea in my head, and I hear it completed in my head before it even goes into the computer, into the soundboard, whatever it is. So it's a wild, awesome experience, and I love that opportunity to do it in different styles with other artists as well. I mean, it's wonderful to be able to develop them and hear sounds, you know, in their genre come to life through music. It's great.
Since we're here at the LA International Auto Show, I know you don't like to drive, but what about cars? There's a real synergy, in my opinion, between cars and music.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, I do a new show called Cars and Guitars Radio, and where I play a lot of songs that are about either cars or roads or highways, and there are literally thousands. I mean, arguably the first rock and roll song was Rocket 88 by Ike Turner, believe it or not, which is an interesting little trivia question there for you. But there's this integration, in my opinion, between being in the car and listening to music.
Because you're in surround sound.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You've
exactly.
got it. And now, just because you've got that radio show, I'm going home and I'm writing a song about cars or about the road or whatever it is that you can play it on your radio show.
Very good. Well, Wendy, we should make sure and give out all of your contact information so that folks can visit your website and check out all the cool stuff that you're up to. And I imagine you probably have listed on there if you're appearing someplace where folks can see you. So,
absolutely.
So what's the best web destination?
Well, certainly find me on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
facebook.com/Wendy Starland Music.
Okay.
And you can also go to WendyStarland.com, and it's W-E-N-D-Y-S-T-A-R-L-A-N-D. So find me there. Anything with / Wendy Starland is probably me.
Perfect. And I know you do some work with some commercial sponsors as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've been working with Pink Pump and P2, which has been an incredible experience. They dressed me up for my fest, and, you know, incredible stuff there. And we're giving a portion of, you know, the CDs that we sell back to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and other various charities. But I love working with Pink Pump and P2. It's just been an incredible experience.
Let's touch briefly on another thing that's very close to your heart, which is called Give Back Entertainment.
Yeah.
What is it all about?
Give Back Entertainment is my record label, which I'm in the process of launching right now. We give a portion of our music sales back to various charities. So all the artists that sign on to Give Back agree to this before signing.
Uh-huh.
And I really believe that there is such a marriage between music and its intent and a charitable cause. I think that back in the, what was it, in the 60s or 70s, where, you know, they were the war and there was this passion and there was this meaning behind music where people married it to the song. And so, you know, I'm sure people who are in that era, you know, memories of those songs bring them right back to where they were. And I think after this, you know, I believe music is cyclical. So we're in this period where everything is very manufactured, kind of sugary and saccharine. Time for music to get back to its roots. And there's no better way to do that than to give it a mission. And in my opinion, I want it to be a charitable mission and make a difference in the world. So, for example, with Pink Pump and P2, Give Back Entertainment, you know, we co-hosted a fashion show where two little kids, Make-A-Wish kids, walked the runway. We dressed them up in Pink Pump and P2 clothes, and their wish was to be supermodels. And so they got to do that, and it was amazing to see these wishes, these dreams coming true for these kids, and be able to give a portion of the proceeds back to them and the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So it's Give Back Entertainment definitely is going to be great. We're just getting off the ground now, but hopefully you'll see us everywhere soon.
And I look forward to you going home and writing a song about cars and, and highways. I can't wait to hear that, and I can't wait to have another opportunity to sit down and talk to you about your amazing past and your great future ahead.
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate it.
That's Wendy Starland, singer-songwriter. Check her out at wendystarland.com or check her out on Facebook as well. Straight ahead, we're going to talk more about the L.A. Auto Show right here on Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Notice things are different now that you're a little older? Lower energy, more fat, it all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. We can boost testosterone by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Be an Ageless Male. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644. 1-800-291-4644.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. My name is Bob Long, and we've been talking a lot about the Los Angeles International Auto Show and playing a lot of interviews, including the one you just heard with singer-songwriter Wendy Starland. Again, you can check out our website at wendystarland.com. And let's throw out another trivia question, because we're honoring the folks who helped underwrite our trip to both the LA Auto Show and the SEMA Show in Las Vegas. Wash Drops, a very cool product. Being an automotive radio host on the national front for 20 years, believe it or not, I get lots of stuff sent to me. And my wife loves throwing 90% of it out, but most of the time I get a chance to check everything out, and Wash Drops is one of the products that really surprised me, and I'm glad I hooked up with them, and I'm glad that now I get the chance to give out some samples so that you folks can give us feedback as well. So we'll throw out another trivia question, and the trivia question is about a V8 turbocharged Trans Am. It was only made for a very brief period of time. In the 1980s, there was a special edition pace car Trans Am, which was a V6 turbocharged engine, the same engine that was in the Buick Grand National. But during this brief period of a couple of years, Pontiac actually slapped a turbocharger on a smaller displacement V8, and put it under the hood of the now gone Pontiac Trans Am, although the Pontiac Trans Am, like we were talking about a little bit earlier in a previous hour of the broadcast, we're touching on vehicles that just won't go away, like the Avanti, which continues to be made many years after its introduction by various manufacturers, and the DeLorean, as I pointed out, is now being reincarnated, has been for the last decade or so, by a company down in Texas. But the latest with that company is they're coming out with a green version of the DeLorean, either electric or hybrid electric. We'll have to look into that. But the Trans Am is also a vehicle that just doesn't seem to want to go away. When I was out at the SEMA show, interestingly enough, the hotel I was staying at had a lot of attendees at the show, and in the parking lot there was this gigantic rig, and it was basically a company that was taking the Camaros that came out in 2011, so the 2010, 2011, 2012 Camaros, and turning them into Trans Ams. I mean, basically they're taking the front fascia off the Camaros and the rear fascia off the Camaros and putting some interior touches in to make it look like the old Trans Ams. And I said to myself, what's the point? I mean, really, what is the point? Unfortunately, the Pontiac brand is no more, so why build a faux Trans Am? But if somebody's building it, somebody must be buying it. What do you think about that? I'll throw that one out there as a question as well, along with the trivia question about the turbocharged V8 Trans Ams. And don't forget, we got the new toll-free number. We're breaking new territory here with a brand new prefix. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email boblongradio@yahoo.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Pretty soon I'm going to update that website. It is way overdue to be updated, boblongradio.com, because since the last time I had it updated, a number of things have changed, so we'll get the latest and greatest on there, and we're looking forward to having the web gentleman get a head start on that this week. That's what I'm hoping anyway. And also, when you get a chance, check out my Auto World Radio website, autoworldradio.com. Our network's website is very cool, gcnlive.com, where you can listen to this show and many others, both live when they're on the air, as well as in archive form, podcast form, on demand form. You can even listen on your telephone. It's all there at gcnlive.com. And also, during the week next week, if you get a chance, you can check out automotiveradionetwork.com, one of my pet projects, automotiveradionetwork.com, and you can hear rebroadcasts of this show next week. Let's go to Josh, who's next on Auto World. Josh, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Let's see if we can give away some more wash drops, the new innovative way to wash your car with no hose and just one bucket of water, and you can do it in all temperatures. The question is about the Pontiac Trans Am. For a brief period in time, they offered a turbocharged 8-cylinder version of the Trans Am. Do you remember what year that was, or what years the variant was offered?
Okay, yes. Guess and say 1984, but that's just a guess.
Well, it's a pretty good guess. You're very close to the mark, but unfortunately just a tad bit off. How about your favorite new car? If you could purchase any new car, if you won the lottery, what would you purchase? And also, what's your favorite classic car?
Classic would be the 67 AC Cobra. Mm. And then the new car would be a Ford GT. I don't know if they make them anymore, but that was a pretty nice little car when they came out a couple of years ago.
Oh, definitely, the Ford GT supercar. No, it was only made in celebration of Ford's 100th anniversary, and they made it just for 2000 and Stop and think. 2004, 2005, the years have clicked by here, was announced.
I think it's right around 2005. Yeah, that car's amazing.
It is amazing. A beautiful car. And the gentleman that designed that car, his name is Carmelo Pardo, and he no longer works for Ford, which is unfortunate because he's a real gifted designer. He's also a gifted artist, and I know right now he's displaying from time to time some of his artwork, and guess what he draws, of course? He draws cars in his artwork, and Carmelo is a very gifted guy, and many people want Ford to up the ante and come back with another supercar. I definitely think they should, especially since they've now upped the ante on the Mustang Shelby GT500 to 650 horsepower. That's a whole 100 horsepower more than the supercar, the GT. So time for another new version, a new Ford supercar. Maybe they won't call it a GT. They'll call it something else. But thanks so much for the call. We'll keep the question out there. And the question is about the turbocharged Trans Am. I know many astute Auto World radio listeners will remind me that in the 80s, very limited production vehicle, there was that great Buick V6 turbocharged engine that was in the Grand National and the very limited production Grand National GNX. Well, they took that engine and stuck it in the Trans Am. It was a pace car edition, I believe, for 1987 or 88, somewhere in there. A little bit earlier in the 80s, our caller was very close in 1984, Pontiac took a smaller displacement V8, the 305 V8, and stuck a very mild turbocharger on it compared to the turbo technology that they have today. I mean, this was very mild, to say the least. Of course, computing technology has come a country mile since the early 1980s to what it is today, and that's why we have some of the amazing power plants that we do today. When you look at some of the small displacement engines, Mitsubishi with their Evo vehicle, a 2-liter engine putting out close to 300 horsepower, absolutely remarkable. Subaru with their WRX four-cylinder engine putting out over 300 horsepower. Ford's EcoBoost technology, great stuff. More straight ahead as we talk about L.A. and take some more calls. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
This is singer-songwriter Steve Dickinson, lead vocalist for the Reed and Dickinson Band. You're listening to Tonight We Ride, a new CD featuring Alto Reed, legendary sax man and member of Bob Seger's Silver Bullet Band, and myself, Steve Dickinson, on lead vocals. Tonight We Ride is available on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you all start calling.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thanks so much for joining me here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we've been focusing a lot on the Los Angeles International Auto Show and some of the debut vehicles. Well, I have one segment to go here, so I'm going to rattle through the rest of the debuts. Ford took the wraps off a revised version of their Flex vehicle. I like the Ford Flex. If you're looking for a large SUV and you don't need to go off-road, you don't have that desire to go off-road, and you just want a big people hauler, and you don't love being way up in the air like a truck, the Ford Flex is actually a very, very, very good vehicle. Check that one out. We told you about the Ford introductions. Honda took the wraps off their new CR-V. It keeps getting bigger. It's amazing, as many things do here in the land of cars. I remember the first CR-V was a pretty small vehicle, and throughout the generations, they continue to get bigger and bigger, and this is the biggest one to date. Hyundai took the wraps off their new Azera. When I worked at Motor Trend, we used to call it the Hank Azera, who was the founder of the Simpsons. But this new Azera has the look of the new Hyundai flowing design language, which is a good thing. Hyundai is building some really, really, really good cars and good-looking cars, both Hyundai and Kia. Infiniti took the wraps off a new kind of crossover SUV. It's called the JX35. They needed a third-row seat crossover. At least they think they needed it. So they decided to build this vehicle. It's pretty stylish. It's definitely good-looking. Jag showed off a beautiful concept vehicle, which hopefully will become the next two-seater Jag sports car. They also showed off some production stuff, including the worldwide debut of the fastest, most powerful Jaguar convertible ever built. It's the 2012 Jag XKRS convertible. And they're only going to make these in pretty limited numbers, as they're making a coupe version as well. And it's almost to the point where, you know, the wealthy folks buy them up immediately, price no object. And I imagine that's what's going to be the case with this. But 550 horsepower, absolutely gorgeous. The Jag XJ also was unveiled with a couple of new packages. You can now have a speed package and a sport package on your XJ, making it a little more athletic in design. Lincoln showed off some revised versions of two of their vehicles, the MKT, which is the crossover vehicle, which is actually built on the same platform as the Ford Flex, and the MKS, which is their signature top-of-the-line sedan. Both get some upgrades, engine-wise and otherwise, more ponies and more fuel economy, better miles per gallon, and the new Lincoln Grill, which at first glance I'm not a fan of, but that was just a quick glance. I'll have to study it more in person at the Detroit Auto Show in January. Mazda took the wraps off a new vehicle for 2013. It's called the CX-5. Mercedes-Benz introduced in L.A. a new AMG model. That's always a good thing. This would be a good vehicle if you're in the market for a sporty, high-performance SUV. The 2012 Mercedes-Benz ML63 AMG. It's got an amazing turbocharged V8 engine in it. Nissan, a concept vehicle, a kind of a food truck concept vehicle. Porsche, as we mentioned earlier, unveiled the 911 to North America and also introduced a new version of their Panamera, which is their four-door sedan. This is called the GTS model. Subaru showed off their prototype, their vehicle being done in collaboration with Toyota. It's called the BRZ, and it's a looker, and as I mentioned earlier, it's rear-wheel drive. I was hoping eventually they'd make an all-wheel drive variant of this, considering it's Subaru, which right now only has all-wheel drive vehicles, but I'm told that the architecture does not support all-wheel drive, that it will only be a rear-wheel drive vehicle. Nothing wrong with that, but if you live in the in the snow areas, it's nice to have that all-wheel drive, but it will be introduced with that Boxster engine, both in Scion form and in Subaru form. Eventually, there will be a turbocharged variant, at least in Subaru configuration. Volkswagen, which is kind of redefining itself stylistically, decided they need to polish up their looker of the bunch, sedan-wise, the CC, which is my favorite of the Volkswagen sedans. This is the vehicle that kind of looks like a scaled-down Mercedes-Benz CLS, and they gave it a new front, new rear, new headlights, new fascia, and they gave it a new hood, which was actually lifted off the old, very expensive sedan that was sold for a few years here in the U.S. and continues to be sold in other markets, the Phaeton. So they have given the CC a much more upscale look, and it's already a good-looking car. So if you're in the market for a sporty-looking coupe-ish sedan, check out the 2013 Volkswagen CC. Volkswagen showed off like a concept vehicle of their new Beetle, the all-new Beetle, second generation of the new Beetle. And this is called the Beetle R concept vehicle, which takes its sporting very seriously. Of course, with the new Beetle, you can now get it back with the turbo power plant, but this one ups the ante with the bigger wheels and even more performance features. Volvo showed off a special edition of their retractable hardtop convertible. It's called the C70 Inscription, which I think is a very strange name between you and I. The Inscription Special Edition Volvo. I don't know why they're calling it that. Volvo had a huge presence, very surprising to me at the LA Auto Show, both executive-wise, both stand-wise, and You know, of course, the big secret about Volvo, it's owned by a Chinese company now, and they don't talk about that at all. It is staying very true to its Swedish roots design-wise. They're not doing anything different. It's still being designed and engineered and built in Sweden, but the parent company is Japanese. The next big auto show on the horizon internationally is the Tokyo Auto Show, which is always a good one for kind of off-the-wall concept vehicles. Nobody doesn't like the folks in Tokyo when it comes to coming up with some very unusual vehicles. And then it's the first of the year, and it's time for the big Detroit Auto Show. Better known as the North American International Auto Show, and with God's help, we'll be there broadcasting and recording lots of interviews for you to hear here on Auto World. Next week on the broadcast, we may sprinkle in a couple of interviews from both the press days of the LA Auto Show as well as the recently concluded SEMA show, but we'll also have some live guests with us. And want to remind all you folks, too, that if you want a prize on the program and have not received anything from us, we would love to fix that problem, because I've heard of that happening on a number of occasions, and it makes me upset. But you got to realize that I hand the winners off to somebody who hands the winners off to somebody else, and somewhere along the way, sometimes things get mixed up. So what if you won here on the broadcast, shoot me an email, boblongradio@yahoo.com, boblongradio, boblongradio @yahoo.com. You can also find me on the old Facebook thing personally, Bob Long. Auto World also has a Facebook page, so if you're a listener of the broadcast, you can like us there on the Auto World Facebook page. Also, I have a page for some of my other radio happenings called Bob Long Radio, and that's on Facebook as well. Check out the Automotive Radio Network at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for some cool automotive radio programs, including this show, and many more things to be happening there, and many more things to be happening here on the broadcast. We're going to see if we can get Ian Callum, who's the design director for JAG, with us, because in L.A., we had some technical problems, and I missed my scheduled interview with Ian, and Ian is one of my favorite car designers in all of the world, and I've just heard that they're not going to be in Detroit. They're going to skip the Detroit Auto Show and go straight to New York. I think they're going to skip Chicago as well, so look forward to that. And I look forward to talking to you same time, same place, next week. My name is Bob Long, and you've been listening to this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.